was beautiful. And they did have what I thought was really, really unique. The biggest thing that just amazed me, you know, as far as modern marvels go, is they had a tunnel cut through the mountain. It was about 1.1 miles long, and it was cut through back in the 1930s. And that just, you know, you drove through it. It was basically like going in the Windsor Tunnel, but, you know, had no lights. There was no lighting in it at all. So it was as dark as dark as dark. But they had this thing cut through, and that was pretty amazing. Basically, you just drive up the side of this mountain. I don't know, it probably takes you, I don't know, 25 minutes to get up to the top of it, because, you know, you go to one end, you do a big circle, you go to the other end, you do big circles, you know. But you're always climbing on the same face of the mountain. And then finally get up to the top. That was pretty cool. Out of all the stuff we did, it was probably the laziest thing I did, but it was probably the most enjoyable, and it was some beautiful, beautiful pictures. How about you, Tom? Any better?
Well, I switched over to the Mount Clemens repeater. We'll see how that goes. I hear a little bit of crackles in there, probably because there's still ice on my antenna. But, yeah, I love being in the mountains. I mean, that's my favorite place, is in the mountains. I'm not a big beach person. I mean, it's nice and stuff, but the mountains are always changing. But, how about the Mojave? Did you get to drive through that, or did you just stay in the Vegas area in Zion? KCKJO, go ahead, Lance.
Thing with Tucson is in the middle of Arizona in the desert, and you know, it's like 80 degrees, and we went up the mountain and found snow, and found snow in Arizona. There was even a ski hill up there.